young men, but you stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, others will take a lesson and say, let me also come onto this path. What a path! You will become now the guide to such people. As Hazrat says so beautifully, Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi explained so beautifully, he says, the thorns in the garden complained, and they said, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, main thorns. But human thorns like myself, if we stay in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this correct intention, and we are prepared to go through this training and go through the naz of the sheikh, etc., and all the storms of this world that are attracting us, we try our utmost to stay away from there, then the thorns in this world, the human in our bayans, etc., if it doesn't have the pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that bayan. In other words, you didn't have the training of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not concerned of your Islam, your spiritual reformation. Then you can be sitting on the mimbar and you can be blowing your top off. You can be giving a very eloquent bayan. Hazrat gives one beautiful example of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh. He says, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, when his son completed, he became a very great allama, very great learned scholar of the time. So he called up a jalsa. He wanted his son to give bayan. So he was a big jalsa. Everybody was there. His son gave a very good bayan. But after the bayan, all the subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just today I read in Hakim ul-Ummat's one kitab. He says there was a simple woman in the village. Very, very simple woman. That she didn't even have any knowledge of deen, anything. She couldn't even read properly. But at the time when she was leaving this world, then she was saying a statement in Arabic wa ta'ala. For the name of Allah, which Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that myself, all of us, we have become so negligent. We regard ourselves in tasawwuf very good, but when we hear azan is taking place, we can't stop our talking. We must still carry on. We must still finish our statements, etc. We must still put our 5 cents. We don't even answer to the azan. Not prepared to listen. Then, kehla ke ba khuda bhi. Now, ba khuda. People can say he is ba khuda. Hey, he is a very pious man. He is a very learned man. Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi rahmatullah ali, a great scholar of recent times, he says, am aise rahe ke waise rahe. Waha dekhna ke kaise rahe. We can love like this and like that. People can give us lot of titles, lot of big ourselves. When you start talking to yourself, like when a desire comes, we all have desires. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person shouldn't be afraid that I've got lot of desires. Allah ta'ala has given us himmat that breaks also. When that desire comes, you want to look at woman, you want to go to a certain party, you want to go to a certain resort, you know it's not the close family also, but you know there's going to be cameras there, you know there's going to be music, there's going to be mix, gathering, etc. So you cause oppression by going there. You go there and you cause oppression to yourself. Rather, what is the right way? Before time, try and explain to them that Jazakallah, your da'wat, we acknowledge it, but this is not the right way to do it. And that the other way is also them. Kunna mustadafina fil ard. We were weak people in the earth. We couldn't do anything. We got caught up in the environment. Many of us say it's difficult. We got caught up in the environment. Allah Ta'ala says immediately, qalu kunna mustadafina fil ard. Qalu alam takun ardullahi wasiatan fatuhajiru fiha. Was Allah Ta'ala's earth not very vast enough that you could make hijr men sitting in a coach in the train, and just a new bride and groom came in, and they just looks like they just got recently married, and they sat right on the seat opposite him, right in front of him, and now he's gaping with his eyes open and his mouth also open at this young bride, and he's an old man. And the conductor come and saying, Chacha, ticket dedo, chacha, and we don't try and be pardoned with our mamulats, etc. Then we don't run away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get caught up in these traps. And we don't know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that yusbihu rajul mu'min. That a person gets up in the morning in a state of iman. And my kurta, and I am a ba-khuda. But how many things we are doing against the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How many things we are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how fortunate in this time and age we've got such great personalities, particularly our honorable illustrious Shaykh. The more shukr of Allah ta'ala we make, whole life we can make shukr, it's not sufficient. It's not just walking around with a tasbih and making zikr all the time, and you're still in the disobedience of Allah. Zikr of Allah has to penetrate the heart, that despite all the situations nations around you. It looks so difficult, and now you say, no, you have to be liberal, and you have to encourage people. They have to have secular education, whether they go into such environments that imam hue jaise is budde ke samne baithe hain. What's your people like, so like rats, small mouse, you're sitting in front of that old man. What is that? But his friend, and this is a true friend, also another great scholar, his friend knew that this is a diamond. All it needs is to be polished. It just has to be cut and polished. So he used to keep on encouraging him. He never used to pass any remarks to us.
In the previous ayats, Allah explained that the people who have sincere iman and who write to righteous deeds are on a broad, clear road, direct road to Jannah, moving freely and comfortably with ease on that road. On the other hand, the people who are in the darkness of kufr and in the darkness of taqwa, they fear Allah Ta'ala. So that Jannah which has been promised to them is fiha anharum mimain ghayri asin. Usme nehre hai pani ki jubu nahi karega. There are rivers of water which will have no smell whatsoever. That is, for as long as that rivers are there, sometimes we get here chemicals is made. And then it makes a person go out of his head, and he can't differentiate between his wife and his mother, his sister, his daughter. He starts speaking all evil and terrible things, makes big accidents also. The rivers of the wine of Jannah will be such that it will be very tasty. It is out of season also, but it is deep frozen. It can never compare to that fresh fruit which you take from the tree, which is ripened on the tree and which you take from the tree. Most of all, perhaps all of our commercial fruit is artificially ripened, doesn't get ripened on the tree. But the fruit of Jannah will be nectar usse jo sada rahe aag mein. Can this person who enjoys this Jannah ever be equal to that person who is going forever in Jahannam? That person who has got kufr in him. That person who have got nifaq and hypocrisy. Outwardly they just going along with Islam, but inwardly they don't like Islam. They don't play. Or bahaze unme hai ke kaan rakhte hai tere taraf. Then also remember, amongst these wrongdoers, there is one group who do listen to you. They come to your gatherings also. This is the group of the munafiqeen. They listen also. They come to the majalis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They listen to what is being said. What he's talking about. You heard what he said. You believe what he says. You heard what he said. Exactly like this were the munafiqeen also. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Ye wahi hai jinke dilon par mohar laga di hai Allah ne. These are those very people on whose hearts Allah has put a seal. So the truth of, and those people who came on the right path, who are sincere, simple-minded, people of this world look at them as backward people, people who don't have understanding. They are very ordinary people, but they, when they come in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the gathering of ilm and ulama, the iman increases. Allah increases.
Babu fadli man faqtara saiman wa fadli saim alladhi yukalu indahu wa du'a'ul akil lil ma'kul indahu. In this chapter, the virtues are mentioned of that person who gives iftari to a fasting person. And also the virtues of a fasting person, iftari for those people. They are very, very great virtues for that. And also if a person has got roza and he eats in front of somebody who hasn't got roza, that person who makes sabr, and the person who has got roza makes sabr when somebody else is eating in front of us, Rasul, all of us are not in a position. We don't have so much wealth that we can give iftari to somebody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in detail, in which he said, even if it is just a sip of water, then also you will get that full reward of keeping that roza, And on the other hand, we should try and give iftari to other people. وعن أم عمارة الأنصارية رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل عليها فقدمت إليه طعاما فقال حضرت أم عمارة رضي الله تعالى عن سارية narrated Nabi connects the salt to the snook. So when he's forcing the guest to eat, he didn't taste it. So the guest now has to eat with so much of salt in it. If he had tasted himself, then he should realize there's too much salt and you won't feed the guest so much. Also sometimes like fruit, the oranges, they might not be so sweet. God is, Malaika are making dua for him all the time. In another narration it comes, every part of that person's body is reading tasbih. That while somebody else is eating in front of you. So there are great rewards for that as well. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم جاء جلتان. You will get that whole day's roza sawab without keeping that roza. وأكل طعامكم الأبرار. And may Allah send the abrar who are the exceptionally pious people to your house to eat. By that Allah's rahmat, barakat comes when the pious people come to our place. And also according to hadith, the effect of food
between haq and batil. And then, and towards the end of the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions that fight against these disbelievers and the enemies of Islam till no anarchy and corruption remains on the surface of the earth. In other words, kufr, etc. doesn't remain, and deen and religion remain solely for
Allah. Sallam has said, whoever amongst you is too weak to bear the strain of keeping awake at night in worship, is too miserly to spend his wealth in Allah's path, and is too cowardly to take part in jihad, is advised to practice the dhikr of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in great abundance. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, whoever amongst you
learn and we bring it in our life, then we'll realize, oh, what a treasure is this. This I can't, the whole world's money can't pay for this one treasure. And what are these treasures? They have taught us, sitting in the company of the friends of Allah, what does it mean? That what they do in their lives, they want to share it with us. Today, the friends of dunya, if they...
Hey, the idols that you put food in front of them, they cannot eat it. And if the flies and mice eat that fruit, they can't stop them. Have you made these things your God? And you think that these things can control your life? فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ پھر کیا خیال کیا ہے تم نے پروردگار عالم کو؟ Then what is Islam? Also to join them. And these people were idol worshippers and they worshipped the stars also, which is called, today it's a great science to so-called astrology, that stars have got an effect and control the lives of people. How many of our good people also look up the stars, which year, which month of the year? We took it on the outward meaning. He held another meaning, which is called in Shariat as Tawriya, and this type of a lie is permissible, that you speak the truth but you make the listener believe something else, and for a good reason, not for a wrong reason, not for the sake of lying there how we lie, but if it is for a good reason, why don't you eat? مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنْتِقُونَ تُمْكُ كِيَا هُوَا كَي نَهِي بُولْتَي. What is wrong with you? Why don't you even just talk also? If you are gods and you are controlling the lives of the people, at least talk. فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ذَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ پھر غُسَا اُن پر مَارْتَا هُوَا دَحْنِ حَاتھ سے. Use your brains a little bit. How can you worship those things which you have made yourself? Many an intelligent person, when he the only way to overcome his enemy, he makes such a thing that a court case is made. He does something that he gets arrested. Now in court, the truth has to come out. And whatever we make is also made by Allah. And now you worshipping those things which you have made with your own hands. قَالُوا ابْنُوا لَهُ بُنْيَانًا فَالْقُوهُ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. These people then became completely disgusted with themselves, that they had no answer. And this is the way of a person who hasn't got logical answers.
If a person's flesh is nurtured in haram, the fire is more worthy of that person. When Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever earns haram wealth and spends it in charity, it will not be accepted from him. In whichever avenue he spends it, there will not be any barakah and blessings. Whatever is left for his heirs after his demise will become his provisions for the fire of Jahannam. Fasada fil ard, do not cause disorder on the earth. Do not use your money in the haram way, in the wrong ways, wrong avenues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got the full choice to command you. Similarly, in another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nation of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam. And Shu'aib alayhi salatu wa salam's nation told him, said, are you commanding us regarding our money? It's our money. We can spend our money. How to build up the capital of the akhirat? If your intention is correct, then your business and wealth will be used to benefit other people. You will not break the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by dealing in interest, by dealing in insurance, usurping the properties and inheritance of females and orphans, cheating, lying, taking false oaths, deceiving.
قل من يرزقكم من السماوات والأرض قل الله وإنا أو إياكم لعلى هدى أو في ضلال مبين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained about the people of Saba, whom Allah had given such great ni'mats, but when they did not believe in Allah.
Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also said, tell your ummah that Jannat is a barren land. By iman, we will get the plot of Jannat. Like somebody buys a plot. By buying the plot, we paid whatever amount for it, 80,000, 200,000, whatever, and what kind size plot it is. But the plot is empty. Yeah. And one of the beautiful gardens, to make the gardens of Jannat, is to read La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. Also, in the, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, when a person on Farsh, on the earth, says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, then Allah, it is in Allah's trust and in Allah's care, who can look after it better. Like for example, we are transferring a property, a house, and you got good conveyances, lawyers, when you give them the work, then after that, you don't have to worry. They inform you. The work has reached this stage. We need this signature. He said, why are you worried then? That when he's gone by Allah, and Allah can look after him better than what you can look after him, then why are you worried? So by reading La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, we are handing our matters over to Allah. Then why must we worry? Allah will take care of it in such a way. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, tell your ummah, and some of the mashayikh, the Sufis, made the complete islah and complete reformation of the murids only on this one wazifa. They only showed them this wazifa to read. Because when Allah himself says, he is reformed now and he's changed his life, that is islah. And when Allah is la wala quwwata illa billah, la hawla 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 wala quwwata.
Ke in Surah Fatah, Surah Muhammad, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the exalted position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more greater what exaltation of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can there be, that Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhum, right to the far corners of the world, Islam spread. So that was the kamal and the great achievement of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the individual qualities, that was for the service of deen, tortures, great tolerance, etc. That was the field was being prepared. Then in the life of Madinatul Munawwara, where Islam started, an Islamic city came. An Islamic khilafat was explained. First, like a plant is, the seed is planted. You cannot see nothing there on the land. The seed, all that great adab Allah Ta'ala is explaining. So the Sahaba were prepared with one basic important quality of adab. This adab they had in them made them reach that they surrendered to Allah. They surrendered to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They surrendered to Islam with their body. Now you don't want to bring light and you want to take away the darkness. Now what's going to be there? There's no light also and no darkness. What will be there? Who, if anyone can answer that question, answer in no light also and no darkness also. So first put the light, the darkness will go away itself, inshallah. And then a few brothers have this little problem also, which shouldn't be. The whole ummah is one ummah. And every effort is for the betterment of the ummat, and for the whole ummat, and for every individual of the ummat. And that this ummat bana, that we are all one, all efforts are one, everything is one, the ruh that is inside is muhabbat for one another. All must have muhabbat. So we are all one. From our side, never have it that, and never ever discuss the subject which is more important, what is more superior. That's a very dangerous subject. We haven't got that ilm, we haven't got that sincerity, we haven't got that taqwa to walk on that path. Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, he was visiting us, and there somebody, the same discussion started, which is an unnecessary discussion. And don't waste your time in these discussions. The important thing is to do the work, not to discuss all this. So this discussion, so he says, since this discussion started, let me make my little contribution. And he gave a beautiful money, as much as you want, from me take it. King said, lot of money in those days, you take as much money, but you go. Anyway, after the 2 years they came back, he asked the first person, what did you acquire? So he said, the quality of kashf. Kashf means that Allah shows you a thing which other people can't see, presently, in the past or future. And that's all by Allah, not I. Now she's going to die. He told the second person, transport us. So he transported all them. He told the third person, give the medicine. He gave the medicine. She got better. Now none of the three can say, I saved the girl. If the first person knew exactly how she is, but he couldn't get there in time, and he didn't have the medicine, or whether it is in the jungles of Africa and Asia, right far in a field, they'll go and meet a person also. And they'll tell the brother, speak to our brother, very nice brother. So they will do that work, tayyul ard. And the khanqa gives the medicine. So if all three work together, the ummat will get saved. And if anyone feels that no action, and what insults they have to bear, how, what rude things people tell them, but they carry on. They build the masjid, they make the toilets, and now they make a jamaat, room for the jamaat. They do all, I want you to appreciate that. You just go to a masjid, you get a ready-made masjid. You are 5-star hotel masjids today. And people are bringing food for you. Who is supporting you? The Tabligh brothers. In those places, it's a desert. There is nothing and nobody there. The Tabligh brothers support you. So we all have to work together. And the more we get the spirit into us that we have to work with one another and work together, then inshallah, we will see great, great benefit. So if we take this,
ربنا لا تأخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إثرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا
کی تعلیم ہے کہ کسی بیان کے سے پہلے ہمیشہ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنتوں میں سے کسی ایک سنت کا مذاکرہ کیا کرتے ہیں تاکہ سنتوں کی اہمیت ہمارے دل میں پیدا ہو اور انشاءاللہ اس پر عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا ہو. تو حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت
اللہ سوچ پہ دیکھتے جمعہ مبارک اس تو ذات اللہ جل جلالہ و مروار ہو یہ لئے دیش کے اردو پر ہے لئے مونت دفیسی لئے دار پالے سر ہو مشکومو یہ ماہور میں التا کو کری ریستا ہو
یہ ہے وقر ربی زبنی علمہ کہ آپ یہ دعا کیا کریں آپ یہ کہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ مجھے علم میں زیادتی عطا فرمائے میرے علم میں ترقی عطا فرمائے اور ایک حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دعا ہے اللہم انی اعوذ بکا من علم لا ينفع کہ اللہ مجھے ایسے
علم ایک پر کتیل فاسع دعا فیسع اللہ رب العزت پر اومنتا اسوف نزمی ای دو ترلات رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم رب ریل دعا اللہ رب العزت کہ او اللہ سلوائیم او اللہ افشتائیم اکیل کو نسمین کی نتیم نمید
ایک طرف تو وہ دعا تھی کہ مجھے ایسے علم سے بچائے جس میں نفع نہ ہو اور ایک طرف یہ دعا ہے یہ حدیث ہے کہ جو شخص کسی کوئی راستہ پکڑ لے علم حاصل کرنے کے لیے علم کے حصول کے لیے کوئی راستہ پکڑ لے تو انشاءاللہ اس کے ذریعے سے اللہ تعالیٰ جنت کا راستہ ان
کے دیش کے او اللہ افشتائیں دکل کو نسمیت کی منتینیا بے بیچ اور ایک حدیث اند رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم حدیث منظر کا طریقہ کہ اکل کی پرکورا تو ام کمین ام اشترادہ اپرکورا سمیت کنی سمیت اللہ اللہ جل لکھت رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم دعا پر اکمیر وقت
جب معلوم ہوا کہ علم کا مقصد یہ ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی قریب کرے تو علم وہ ہے جو حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لے کر آئے جو ہم نے حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے سیکھا ہے سب سے پہلا حکم جو ہوا ہے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پر سب کہ یہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے ہمیں اس تعلیم کے لیے قبول فرمایا جو اللہ تعالیٰ سے قریب کرنے والا امام شافعی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے ایک دفعہ اپنے استاد سے شکایت کی کہ شکوت الی وقی انسوی کہ میں نے اپنے استاد سے میرے یادداشت کی کمزوری کے بارے میں نے کہا کہ قریب کر دینے والا ہے
دوام دیش پر زاد الموج هو علم وكونيسمنت في قد الزاد كل اكل كي افرسيما الانسان اي اكل كي افرسيما افتوا هو الله رب العزة انت ايش وكونيسمنت في قد الزاد في الموجود دوام ديش كي انت دعاة ايش تي afasta-se dos pecados porque este conhecimento, porque este din, porque esta religião, porque este conhecimento é um nur, é uma luz, é uma iluminação de Allah. E a iluminação de Allah não é dada àquele que é pecador. Então, por isso, prezados irmãos, nisto nós...
افریقہ کا ہو تو اس کو افریقی کہا جاتا ہے پاکستان کا ہو تو پاکستانی ہندوستان کا ہو تو ہندوستانی رب والا ہو تو ربانی تو اس علم کا مقصد یہ ہے کہ آدمی ربانی اللہ والا بن جائے کیوں کہ اس نے قرآن شریف کی تعلیم حاصل کی
palavra rabbani é aquela pessoa que tem ligação com Allah Rabbul Izzat, é aquela pessoa que tem ligação com o seu Rabb, com o seu Criador. Então, por isso, uma das coisas que ele falou antes é que Allah Jalla Jalal ensinou
a nós porque ملا علی قاری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ نے لکھا ہے کہ یہاں پر جو اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا کہ کنو مع الصادقین کے صادق تقویٰ ایسے اللہ والوں کے ساتھ رہا کرو تو کتنا رہا فرمایا کہ اتنا رہو کہ تم ان جیسے بن جاؤ کہ تم انہی کی طرح ہو رہے جب
ایک اللہ رب العزت اللہ جل جلالہ و جلالہ
کچھ سیکھا کریں, ہم علم حاصل کیا کریں, اور وہ علم, اس علم سے ہم مسلمان ہیں, مؤمن ہیں, لیکن اس علم میں جان پیدا کرنا جو احسان ہے وہ اللہ والوں کے یہاں ملے گا. مدرسے میں ہم پڑھیں گے کہ وضو میں چار فرائض اور نماز والوں کے ساتھ ان کی صحبت میں رہ کر حاصل.
دیش کے
کی طرح ہو جائے, ہمارے اعمال میں جان آ جائے. ایک حدیث مبارکہ ہے, حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ قیامت کے دن تین لوگ اللہ تعالیٰ کے سامنے لائے جائیں گے. ایک تو وہ عالم تھا جس نے بہت علم حاصل کیا اور ان کا کام بھی کیا, اللہ تعالیٰ ان سے پوچھیں گے عزت تھا وہ تجھے حاصل ہو گیا, یہی حکم ہوگا کہ ان کے بل اس کو گھسیٹ کر جہنم میں ڈال دیا. اور اسی طرح پھر وہ تیسرا آدمی جو وہ سخی, اسی لیے وہ کہے گا کہ اللہ میں نے پورا جتنا تم نے عطا فرمایا, میرا مال میں نے تیرے راستے میں کھپا دیا, بالکل غریب و غربا پر صرف کیا اور نیک راستوں میں میں نے
لم تملکنا منها شيئا فاذا فعلت ذلك بنا فكن انت ولينا واهدنا الى سواء السبيل واهدنا الى سواء السبيل. اللهم انا نسالك خيرا ما سالك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وانت المستعان وعليك البلاء, ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم لا اله.
علم کا مقصد یہ ہے کہ ہم اللہ کو پائیں, اور اللہ کو پانے کا راستہ کیا ہے کہ اللہ والوں کے ساتھ رہے, کہ ان کی صحبت سے ہمارے نیتوں میں جو فطور ہے اس کی اصلاح ہوگی, ہمارے اعمال میں جان آئے گا, ہماری اصلاح ہوگی, ہمارے اندر جو روحانی بیماریاں ہیں اس سے ہمیں شفا
اللہ علیہ وسلم نبی و رسول. سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. In our series of talks of our education method of
Você ensinou para ser dito que você era um grande alim. Então este nome que você tem, que não só é rico, mas é generoso. Ele gasta os seus bens para proteções, para aqueles que estão necessitados. E no dia de Qiyama também será chamado que, olha, o que você fez com os bens que eu te dei? Então ele dirá que, oh Allah, os bens que eu tinha, então eu gastei em todos os caminhos, em todos os meios, a sinceridade em todos os atores, e que Allah, isso tudo que eu acabei de falar, que eu seja o primeiro a entrar dentro de mim e que também que entre dentro dos nossos companheiros. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.
صلاۃ والسلام کو حکمت, وہ کیا تھی وہ حکمت کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کا شکر ہے. لقمان علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام ایک کالا آدمی سودان کا تھا, اتنا ہوشیار اور اتنا اچھا کہ بہت سے علماء ان کو نبی سمجھتے, نبی نہیں تھے, اتنے نیک آدمی تھے اور بہت سے بچتے ہیں لیکن اس کو صحیح سمجھتے تھے. پھر عمل صحیح, اس علم پر صحیح عمل کرنا, یہ تین چیزوں کا نام حکمت ہے. یہ علم صحیح, فہم صحیح اور عمل صحیح.
اس کی حکمت ایسی تو کہ عثمان علیہ السلام
دیتے ہوئے رات کو سونے کی تیاری, بیٹا سے کہتے ہیں محمد مجھے پانی دو, تو کس میں پانی دیں گے؟ گلاس میں, کیونکہ باپ کو پانی پینا. اتوار کی صبح باپ گاڑی کے پاس کھڑے ہیں باہر اور آستین کی چرائی دی ہے اور وہ
میز میں پائے,
سب فوراً گھر آئے جاتے ہیں ٹو ڈیز مان ڈیز میٹنگ جب سب فرم تک ہوتے سب انہیں گھماؤں کو گھماؤں اگر شام محمد راج آپ اگر محمد ایک طرح سے آگے نکال پڑے گا نام ان کو آگوں نے بال دی
ہمارے اساتذہ جو انہوں نے اپنے اساتذہ صحابہ تک جو صحیح بات ہے وہ انہوں نے سمجھی اور جو وہ بات نہیں لیتے جو جن لوگوں نے صحیح سمجھا اور اپنے طور سے بڑے علامہ بنتے ہیں بڑے مولانا بنتے ہیں اور اپنی بات رکھتے ہیں تو وہ ایسے غلطی کرتے ہیں
ninguém pode achar dinheiro é aquele que foi entendido por Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhu. Eles são presentes. Como homem de hoje, ele terá sua própria situação superior. E aqueles superiores são levados por superior dele, até Sahaba Ikram radiyallahu anhu. Qualquer alim, qualquer dizer, eu acho assim, eu estou dizendo assim, sabe, não pode levar em consideração a sua palavra. Porque ele próprio está inventando, pode ser assim. Sahaba disseram ali, ele disseram ali.
اکیل شہیدات
کو سپریور
لیول ایک دعا کریں اور اگر موت آئے تو شہادت کی موت تو یہ بہت آسان ہے اس کو یاد کریں ہم سب ابھی ساتھ پڑھیں گے اور ہمیشہ اس کو پڑھتے رہیں
جس کے پیر لربوش کو انجام کرو جو رہ گیا شراب یہ دکھیں وہ جبن اسکار یہ دکھیں وہ جبن وزیر کھلا کر تم پہ سے دلچسپی تمام جو اسکار اس میں ان شاء اللہ اگر أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم
اگر آدمی کہیں دنیا میں سفر کر اور کوئی خوبصورت درخت دیکھے کوئی پھل جو اس کو اچھا لگے کوئی پودا کچھ بھی اور اس کو پسند آیا اور اس کی چاہت یہ ہوئی کہ یہ میرے یہاں بھی میرے گارڈن میں میں اس کو بولوں تو اس کے لیے ایک بہت لمبی چوری
مش پرائس انش دل کر رگا رکل اکل پلان تو کل فروٹ اکل کل گشتار انکال پرمیتنگ فازی ما پشکیز procurar saber primeiro se este fruto que eu vou levar é compatível com a minha temperatura lá no meu país ou não, se aquilo vai crescer na terra do meu país ou não, então se é plantar, ter todas as instruções, ir lá, subir montanha, ou ter que ir num sítio que é um bocado difícil tirar aquilo, mas ele vai ter que fazer aquilo, adquirir aquilo para levar.
E riscou apne yahan transport karna padega. اور پودے اپنی جگہ سے جب اکھارے جاتے ہیں بہت نازک ان کی طبیعت ہوتی ہے اور جلدی مر جاتے ہیں
تو سبر والے کوانٹیداد داغ اکیل بھائی نے تن بھائی پور دور کو امی دید دکل امیش میں آگ کو جلدی کوئی دار بین سمیت میں پلان
پھر گرمی سردی میں بہت اس کے حفاظت کا خیال کرنا پڑے گا
یلتین تمہیں پروٹیجر ہے سمجھ میں پلانٹ آ صرف زارج کے سیش سمانس اور سیش میز اور اس کو نکاز دمنگ سو کون پلانٹ تین اسپیرا سر کا دکھوا تران اس پر اکیلا منگا کم سارا دار پوچھ تو ویج کون تو سیکریفائس اب سو تین پاس آئے
پھر وہ پودا درخت اگر نہ مر گیا تم نہیں مرے تو پھر اس کا پھل یا اس میں 33 مرتبہ سبحان اللہ الحمدللہ 34 مرتبہ اللہ اکبر ہم نے پڑھا حدیث شریف میں آتا ہے سبحان اللہ غرف فی الجنہ آپ نے سبحان اللہ کہا آپ کا درخت لگ گیا جنت کوئی بھی یہ لمبی چوری محنت نہیں بس ایک سبحان اللہ غرف فی الجنہ
اسے دیج اوترا ویج او دیج الحمدللہ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی نکل میج مشتاد faz nascer uma outra árvore. Não tem que esperar anos ou todo aquele sacrifício, não tem que passar. Allahu Akbar também é a mesma história. Então, prezados irmãos, vejam, em curto, você está sentado aqui, não tem que sacrificar nada. Você diz, recita isso, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Akbar, Allah da terra. Se colocarmos ele a correr embaixo daquela sombra, para ele conseguir cobrir aquela sombra, aquela toda sombra, conseguir percorrer, atravessar aquela sombra, é capaz de levar 100 anos. Noutras narrações vem a falar 500 anos. Allah. Imaginemos só uma árvore fora de outras árvores.
Or, boneca.
Qual é o tamanho que seria do cabelo? Do espaço que ele havia de necessitar. Então, neste hadith, neste dito, está a dizer que aqui também está a provar quão grande será o terreno, o espaço dele no Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala está a mostrar.
Miraj ke mauqe par Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam ne farmaya Nabi
eu kalma la ilaha illallah. E quanto à plantação desse mesmo terreno, para nós conseguir tomar conta desse mesmo terreno, então são essas ações que nós estamos a fazer de zikr. Então cada vez que a gente vai estudar, vai plantando dentro desse mesmo terreno.
Aapko khali jannat chahiye, iman alhamdulillah maujood hai.
Qual é o terreno que prefere? Hã? Bagat wala o.
Então, o que é que é que é que
é? Se vocês querem este, não querem aquele terreno vazio, querem aquele terreno que está, que vai nesse. Então, para esta pessoa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lá no Akhirat vai fazer um palácio. Vai dar um palácio, um castelo para ele. Então, aqui está a dizer que, olha, neste hadith, quando diz que aquele que construir uma casa, masjid, não está a referir ele sozinho, construir todo o masjid, levantar tudo isso, fazer sozinho. Não. Está a referir aquele.
Porque Fatir, o Khut Khamosh, o Jagar. Kuch nahi, chachoro Jagramen, Jagar Tane. Uske badle me, waste Jannat me Allah, usko liye mehel banate.
Está a dizer, vejamos, prezados irmãos, duas pessoas. Se essas duas pessoas entram em discussão, em disputa, começam a discutir. Então, aquele que tem razão, aquele que tiver a praticar boas ações, para nós termos boas recompensas lá na vida futura.
Em Tasbihat, 10 martabas.